how does it seem to you? Does it seem to make sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think the 10-mile-an-hour speed limit's a little bit low. I was out riding my bicycle yesterday and going 10 miles an hour, and I almost fell off. I think it's a good idea. I think the signage is an outstanding idea. I think the fines are a bad idea.
And what are your concerns with the fines?
I think it's just a source of revenue, just like the increased parking tickets, speeding tickets, red light violations. I think the state and the cities and towns are looking for sources of revenue. I'm not sure if that's what their motivation is here, but I think education is a much better way to increase safety on the bridge and for cyclists in general, and not fines.
So right now you feel that what's missing is more that cyclists don't realize that it's dangerous to go at high speeds?
I think so. I mean, by and large, I think cyclists need to slow down. For one, the bridge and a lot of roads in America were not designed with cyclists in mind, unlike Europe, which is more bike-friendly. America grew up on baseball, soccer, and football, not cycling. But cycling is here, and it's coming, and it's becoming a form of alternative transportation, and I think that's great. And a lot of cities, including San Francisco and the Golden Gate Transit and the people at the bridge, are really trying to accommodate cyclists. But it's challenging when you have narrow pathways across the bridge. So I definitely think that the speed limit is a great idea, but I think cyclists just need to be educated, and I think you do that through proper signage. It sounds like they're going to put some stripes down on the bridge as to dividing up the sidewalks, but they've got to slow people down. I think you do that through signage, not through fines.
Talk to me a little bit more about why there is this need to slow people down on the bridge.
Well, as I said before, there's very limited space. The bridge, when it was built, was not built with the amount of foot traffic and cycling traffic that you see today. Go look at the new lane on the section of the Bay Bridge. It's probably twice as wide. So unless they build another pathway on the outside of the bridge, which I doubt they will do, they need to take measures to, have cyclists and walkers, work with each other. And I know they do that now. I think part of the bridge is open. Some people suggest that they should open the bridge, one side for pedestrians, one side for cyclists. I think that's somewhat of a challenge. But to answer your question, the reason is that the bridge was not built to accommodate the number of cyclists and pedestrians that there are today. Either widen the lanes or reduce the speed and increase the signage so it's safer for everybody.
And, have you ridden across Golden Gate Bridge?
Yep.
Could you describe to me what it's like, what feels dangerous about it as a cyclist from your perspective?
I don't know if it's necessarily dangerous. There are a few dangers. They're always doing some form of construction or maintenance, rather, and that reduces the width of the lanes. Cyclists going either direction at 20 miles an hour is too fast, and you've come into close encounters with pedestrians and cyclists coming the other directions. Going around the towers is always a challenge. Sometimes there's moisture from fog. There's not a whole lot of room around those towers. You can't see around those towers. I think cyclists go too fast around the towers and just too fast in general. But other than that, I don't see any significant danger in riding across the bridge. It's a fabulous experience.
I was just reading that in the last 10 years, there have been 164 biking accidents, and 39% of them are to do with speed. So does, and that's across the Golden Gate Bridge. Does that surprise you at all?
No. As much as I support alternative transportation, and I'm a big cycling advocate, I think cyclists go way too fast across the bridge, way too fast.
And is there a difference between the tourists compared to the sort of regular normal cyclists?
Yeah, I think the tourists you see that rent bikes are usually the ones are not the factor relating to accidents. I'm guessing, I'm not sure, but it's probably the hardcore cyclists like me that are going too fast. Maybe we go by one of those tourists and we startle them. I've commuted across the bridge many, many times, and avid cyclists can go fast. I mean, bikes today can easily reach speeds of 24 to 28 miles an hour, so which is much too fast. So, but I don't know if that's the case, if it's all due to the high speed or the people like me that like to ride fast, but it wouldn't surprise me.
And, I mean, you mentioned that you're against a fine for people who go over the speed limit. How do you think a $100 fine would impact the cycling community here?
I think it would be quite negative. I think fewer people would use the bridge. I think 10 miles an hour is much too slow. And I think that they're going to have a lot of negative backlash over the fines. I think that will impact the cycling community greatly. I think it's a bad idea.
And so in place of that, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see some of the cycling coalitions take a more active role in cycling safety and develop and implement and help pay for signage and pavement marking. I know the bridge is already working on that. And I think they need to better guide pedestrians and cyclists both through signage, not through fines.